Between the regular session, the extended session, and now two special sessions, the legislature has been meeting for 135 days. But even with all the extra time, lawmakers appear no closer to a budget deal than they were a month ago. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez covers the legislature and joins us to talk about the impasse. Hello, Alexandra.
Hi, Lori.
Today, a group of select lawmakers were scheduled to meet in a conference committee to hammer out budget differences. What happened?
Basically, legislators spent the meeting complaining about how the legislature is terrible, how there's gridlock, how the state's fiscal situation is lousy, how they haven't seen their families, and how they are generally cranky. It was sort of funny, given that, well, as legislators, they actually have the power to make the legislature not terrible. The co-chair of the House Finance Committee, Mark Newman, who is a Republican from Big Lake, also announced that they're basically starting over. On Friday, a deal had been reached between House Republicans and Democrats on the budget. Democrats would support a withdrawal from the state's rainy day fund on the conditions that extra money be added to education, that the ferry system get a little more funding, and that raises negotiated by the state employee unions be honored. The last point was a sticking point for the Senate, so they torpedoed the deal. So now it's just as much of a mess as it ever was.
Is there any end in sight?
Optimists would like to think so, but now that layoff notices have gone out to 10,000 state employees, there's less pressure to actually get a resolution in a timely fashion. There are no meetings or floor sessions scheduled until Friday, so there's no expectation that things are going to somehow turn around in the next 48 hours. The next real deadline is the actual day of a partial government shutdown on July 1st. If this is any indicator, last week, lawmakers were told not to leave Anchorage in case a deal was reached and their vote was needed. Now, even key players like House Finance Co-Chair Steve Thompson are flying home, to Fairbanks in his case, to tend to family stuff and deal with their personal lives. I actually did some of the same over the weekend and went to D.C., and my first thought when coming back to Alaska was that Washington looks more functional right now.
Alexandra, it seems that some legislators are even apologizing to constituents for what's happening.
Yes, Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins, a Democrat from Sitka, sent out a constituent newsletter today where the subject line was simply, ugh. He opened by saying, on behalf of the entire legislative branch, I am so sorry. And then he made a case for compromise. He also wrote about the damage caused to state workers, to the state's credit rating, and to the state's economy if things really do shut down.
The budget isn't the only thing the legislature is considering in this special session. Has there been any movement on the Alaska Safe Children's Act, or Aaron's Law, as it's known across the country?
Since the Senate Education Committee rewrote it in a pretty controversial way 2 weeks ago, there has not been a single hearing on it. Some lawmakers say that there's been behind-the-scenes work to restore it to something closer to its original version, which would require schools to offer sexual abuse and dating violence prevention programs. They want to take out other bills that have been glommed onto it that deal with standardized testing and banning schools from contracting with Planned Parenthood on anything health-related. Some also have a perspective that the legislature should deal with the budget first and then with this. Even so, it's striking that this is the only other thing on the legislature's plate, and it's a pretty simple thing. And even then, it hasn't gone anywhere.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Alexandra.
Thank you, Lori.
That was APRN's Capitol correspondent, Alexandra Gutierrez.